The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 183, The Takedown.
I was moving into position and I saw a campus cop pull Hank over. He didn't appear to be speeding or violating any traffic laws, so we might have a problem.
Hold your position. I'll get a hold of my campus police contact.
Roger that.
Well, this is an unfortunate situation. Do you think your contact can help?
I'll let you know in a few minutes. I'll go upstairs. I don't want them to hear any stip landings.
All right, then. Good luck.
Well, sir, this is an unfortunate turn of events. If the campus police detain him or make him leave, well, we are in a bit of a pickle.
I'm sure Captain Richards will be able to resolve this matter. I tried to warn her when she said things were going smoothly.
Yeah, you never want to say that. That's why people in the theatre say break a leg.
Who broke a leg?
Oh, no one. We were just saying you shouldn't say that things are going well, because something will go wrong.
Did something go wrong?
Apparently, the campus police pulled Hank over.
That's not surprising. This campus is pretty secure. Is Captain Richards going to call someone? I saw her leaving.
Yes. Evidently, she has a contact on the force here.
There are so many moving parts to this operation, both here and in Queens. I'm surprised there aren't more problems.
Your attention, please. Final boarding call for the Amarillo Stip, Pad 7. Please proceed to Pad 7 for departure.
That's the last departing stip. There are a couple more arrivals for the night shift before our guests arrive.
Have your personnel been briefed on what's happening this evening?
Just the night shift. Everyone has been instructed to go about their business as usual. We just added a little extra security to contain the arrivals.
Excellent. Jameson, are you familiarized with your exit plan?
Yes, sir. I went upstairs to the door and observed the cameras that are set up. There shouldn't be a problem.
Well, here comes Tracy. I hope she has some good news.
My contact with the campus police said that Hank was stopped for a faulty taillight. They directed him to a garage close by, and once he repairs the light, he has to have his vehicle inspected.
That shouldn't be a problem. I think I know where they sent him. They do repairs like that all the time. Hopefully it won't throw him off schedule.
I don't know about that. He just sent me a text. He's in a panic.
Mr. Gregory, do you have a waiting room for passengers making layover transfers?
Yes, we have a very nice courtesy lounge.
Tell him not to worry, and that there is a nice lounge here where passengers could wait for transfer flights. Tell him if he is late, you can take the arrivals there until he arrives.
Sounds good.
Clever thinking, sir. That's why you're on the money.
I haven't seen any. So, do you foresee any other problems?
No. But I won't be comfortable until the last stip lands, and everyone is in custody, including the arrivals from Queens.
We're good to go. He liked the idea. He's on his way to repair his taillight.
Good. So we're back on schedule?
Yes. Let's hope nothing else happens. Garrett?
Go for Garrett.
Scarlett texted Hank and convinced him to get the repairs while she holds the arrivals in the courtesy lounge, if needed.
Copy that. I'll let you know when he returns. He's still got plenty of time until sundown.
Sounds good.
Mr. Gregory, could you please show me the courtesy lounge in case Hank is delayed?
Absolutely, Miss Jernigan. Please, follow me.
First, she decides not to help us. Now Hank is stopped by the campus police. I wonder what's next.
Oh, let's just hope Sam doesn't have a snack attack and start eating everything in sight.
Captain, we're cleared to the Boldabar portal. We have confirmed an unobstructed approach. Request all ahead full.
Cleared for graduated increments to all ahead full.
Roger. Initiating graduated acceleration to full speed. Radar lock on the portal buoy. Switching to autopilot.
Very well. Attention all hands. We're locked onto the Baltimore portal. You're free to move about the ship.
I'm anxious to see how these upgrades work. My ship is in for a similar overhaul.
It'll cut down our travel time to Baltimore by 30%.
That's amazing. And sad at the same time.
Sad? Why is that sad?
because now you can outrun any IDF ship, and you don't need to since you work for them.
That's true, but you never know what the future might hold.
Cap, permission to leave the bridge. I want to check on our guests.
Not a bad idea. Captain Tam, would you do the honors and take the con?
I'd be honored, Captain Nate.
Come on, Gabby. Let's see how the good doctor and his nurse are doing.
Right behind you, Cap.
How many time zones does China have?
It's a really big country. I'd say 6.
Hey, look at that. It only has 1.
What, that's crazy. Australia has 3 in winter and 4 in summer, and you're telling me that China has 1?
I'm not telling you. This show is saying that.
What are you two arguing about?
We're watching old game shows that you have stored in your entertainment library.
Oh, yeah? What are you watching?
Oh, I don't know. Some no-name trivia show. I can't believe half the answers they give.
Don't waste your time on that. Let me see the controller. Here, watch one of these musicals.
Oh, I love me a good musical.
What's this one? Henry VIII?
No, 6.
6? Looks like Henry VIII to me.
No, you bogan. It's about Henry VIII's 6 wives. I love this one.
Joe Mack and musicals. Who'd have thunk it?
Dr. D, Nurse Ladnar. I trust your accommodations are suitable.
You're making a big mistake, Captain. I was conducting groundbreaking research that could save many lives.
Ta! That's a good one. I think just putting you in here saved a few.
It's not up to me to decide if what you were doing was right or wrong. There's a bounty on your head and we're bringing you and your nurse in.
Perhaps I could convince you to reconsider.
Maybe you could with a syringe full of that happy juice you pumped into me.
That was unfortunate, but I could not risk having you interfere with my research.
So you drugged me and performed a surgery that I did not consent to.
I did you a big favor.
The only thing that grafting a biometric board into my brain did was give me a darn headache.
You know you're allowing Bella to escape with Lord Zogar.
We're not worried about that. Bella doesn't realize it, but we activated the ship's transponder. We'll be able to track them later.
Until Zogar wakes up. There's a good chance he'll sense the transponder. Then where will you be?
We'll have to take that chance. Even if they manage to turn it off, with a crew of only 2, the travel's very limited.
They were tracking us, so they know that we've left the Kali system and are headed back to Boldabar.
With you and your nurse out of the way, there's a good chance they'll stay there until they can assemble a crew.
Then we'll return and take both of them down.
Think you have it all planned out, do you? All you are doing is impeding the advancement of medical science.
What you are doing is taking advanced medical science and turning it into a tool for evil. Had Barnes not reprogrammed my circuits, you'd still be giving me migraines.
I'd like to tell him what I think of him.
Well, here's your chance. He's coming through the door. Right about now.
Well, how's your guest doing?
How did you...
No, he was coming. He just messaged me.
Oh, I'm glad you got it. You see, Dr. D, these circuit implants are good for enhanced vision, hearing, language, libraries, all sorts of useful things.
But not for mind control.
Your weak minds are unable to see the big picture.
Here's a picture for you, Skippy. An all-expenses-paid vacation for 2 at Boldabar's finest correctional facility.
Or if you're lucky, the fresh open air of the penal colony where you helped Wi-Fi escape.
And hopefully in the near future, you, Bella, and Wi-Fi will be reunited.
And it'll feel so good. All right. Come on, old man. Let me show you how to play pool.
Okay there, Peaches.
Ha! I'll cream ya.
I think I'll join you for a little cutthroat.
Hey, you're on there, cowboy.
Jocko for Nelson.
Go for Nelson.
We just arrived and are in position.
Copy that. They just turned off the interstate. We're about half a mile back. Bravo 1 has just broken off and we're tailing now.
I'll advise when they arrive. Jocko out.
So far, everything is going well.
Did you get a text right before we pulled in?
Yeah, Tracy's team is still having problems. It seems that Hank was just pulled over by campus police.
Well, that's just great. What did he do? Did she say?
Nothing serious. He has a burned out taillight. Scarlett said there's a repair shop close by, and she'll detain the arrivals until he's back up and running.
Well, let's hope nothing goes wrong with Leonard's bus.
As shaky as he is, that would end the operation. Speaking of ending, what are your plans after this?
The IDF has offered me reassignment back to the Space Marines.
To pilot the BAT again?
Yeah. This assignment has been okay. I like doing police work, but I like doing it in space more. Looks like we've got company. Packages arrive.
Copy that. We're a couple blocks out.
I don't see Louie anywhere.
Neither do I. Louie is not in the parking lot. Looks like there's no greeting committee. Hang back. I'll let you know when she's clear.
Wilco.
Now is when we need that parabolic receiver. Can you tell what they're saying?
A lot of handshaking and backpats. I think they're relieved that this part of the journey is over.
Yeah, they're already starting to file in.
Looks like Leonard will lead them to their rooms.
Okay, that's all of them. Leonard is in the building.
You're cleared to proceed.
Roger that. We'll be there very shortly.
They're all inside. You said we have coverage in there?
Yes, we have a hidden microphone in the vent in one of the rooms. Even if we get nothing from the hidden microphones, Leonard will be giving us the go signal when he does the pizza order.
All we need is for them to go out and eat somewhere.
Let's hope that doesn't happen. Hopefully Leonard can educate them on the benefits of fast food delivery. The last thing we need is to have them scattered all over Queens.
I guess it's a good thing they're not Hongans. Could you imagine a dozen Hongans descending on a restaurant?
It would be all over the 11 o'clock news for sure.
Is that them?
Hi, Nelson. We got eyes on you. Go ahead and get into position.
Copy that. Did everyone go up?
Yes, the only one we didn't have eyes on was Louie. He should be in the apartment greeting the arrivals.
Yeah, should be, unless his two stomachs were talking to him.
Well, let's hope not. Once you're parked, just sit tight. We'll wait for Leonard's call.
Copy that.
I'm going to give Tracy a call.
Houston Task Force.
Houston, we have a problem.
Oh, no. What now?
Nothing. I just always wanted to say that. Everyone has arrived, and they are inside the apartment. The only one we can't confirm yet is Louie. We're waiting for Leonard's signal before we take them down.
What are you going to do if Louie is absent?
We will wait for your signal that Louie called to verify everyone's on arrival. Once all of your people arrive, we'll move in. If he isn't there, we'll go with what we got.
Once our group arrives, he's a bonus. If he's not there, get your arrivals on a stip to here. We can always double back and track down Louie.
That's an affirmative. How's the situation with Hank and his taillight?
My detective said that the bus is at a shop right now getting the taillight replaced. If he doesn't make it here in time, Scarlett has convinced him to let her detain them here in the guest lounge.
Yeah, little does he know she's detaining them for real.
That was Detective Jacko from Queens Task Force. He said that their arrivals are all in Leonard's apartment building. They just don't have eyes on Louie yet.
Well, that's not surprising. Hank has been scarce this whole time, too. I think both of them are relying on their minions to do all the work.
Speaking of which, where is Jameson?
I believe he went to the top of the stairs to check out the camera.
Again? Wasn't he just up there?
Yes. Keep in mind he's a junior analyst and that this is his first experience in the field.
Our equivalent of a rookie. What was it like for you the first time?
Actually, it was a very easy transition. I went straight into battle during the Galactic Wars. When I came back to Earth and started field assignments, it felt like a huge holiday, to be honest.
I imagine it did. Losing your family to the war must have been very difficult. I don't see how you've managed to hold it all together and continue serving the IDF.
Believe me, it wasn't easy. But I have the satisfaction of knowing we have saved the galaxy from rage and established a peace that continues to this day. What we are doing here is just as important as what we fought for years ago.
Well, I want to thank you for your service, Tony. There's no telling what this world would have been like if you and others like you hadn't made those sacrifices.
Thank you, Tracy. And on behalf of my comrades in arms, we accept your thanks. Well, Jameson, is everything in order?
Yes, sir. The camera gives a pretty good field of vision. I can see anyone coming in or going into the exit room. I shouldn't have any problem getting up there. I just hope this badge will fend off anyone with questions.
Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Looks very convincing.
Yeah, I take it these lads aren't always welcomed in the workplace.
They can shut down a facility in a heartbeat. I'm sure you have something similar across the pond.
Yes, ours is called HSE, or Health and Safety Executive.
Same animal, different name. I think the only person who might stop you would be the plant manager. Everyone else will try to avoid you like the plague.
Well, let's hope so. The last thing I need is for some plant manager trying to explain violations I'm not even aware of. What's the latest on Hank?
He is still at the service station getting his bus repaired.
Any news from our counterparts in Queens?
All the arrivals have been accounted for and are presently in the apartment complex. They are waiting for Louis to meet them. Once he does that, he'll notify Hank and their mission is go.
Then it's game on for us. I'm going to go check on everyone else. We're less than an hour from arrivals.
Very well. We will await your instructions.
This could all be over in another hour. I suppose we'll have to return to Baltimore for an outbriefing with Pierman.
Yes, that's SOP. We will debrief, then await orders from Director Cage.
Well, sir, I just want to say that I have learned a great deal from you on this assignment.
Thank you now. Just what have you learned, Jameson?
That 90% of our job is observing and paperwork. Also, I've learned that Honklins have two stomachs and can eat what 10 normal people can in one sitting, and that you're not a big football fan.
For your sake, I hope you've learned more than that.
All right, combo shot. Four ball into the seven and corner pocket.
Nice shot there, Minnesota. Too bad my ball went in instead of yours.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's those steel centers throwing me off.
Oh, really? Eight ball, side pocket for the win. Doesn't seem to be affecting me. Want to play another?
No, I know when to quit.
Captain Nate.
I'd love to, but I think I hear a slight murmur in the engines. I might have to go check it out.
Sure you do. You might want to catch that gremlin while you're at it.
Good idea. I think I'll set some traps.
You sure you don't want to play another, Jim?
Hey, you know, I could tell by your technique this isn't the first time you've played the game. Where did you learn to shoot like that?
Well, I grew up in College Park. As a kid, I used to go to the Route 1 pool hall and shoot with the college kids.
Ah, so you're a ringer. Well, I'm glad there wasn't any money involved in this. So I joined up as a space jockey coming from College Park.
My dad was IDF. I knew all about it when I entered high school, so I followed in his footsteps.
Well, you plan on heading back anytime soon?
Let me think on that. No. I mean, where else can I fly spaceships or be a bounty hunter with a 7-foot alien?
Well, you got me there. Speaking of 7-foot aliens...
I see Gabby is teaching you this strange game. Take my advice. Don't wager any monetary units with her.
Oh, come on, Jaffra. You didn't lose that much.
We're a few standard hours out from the Boulder Bar portal. Everything okay with our two guests?
Yeah, we just checked on them. I don't think Nurse Ladner will be a problem. She just got swept up in the doctor's new exciting revolutionary research. She lost sight of the big picture. However, the doctor, well, you know, he's out there. I don't believe his motives are based on scientific discovery. I think he's after power and control.
I have no doubt.
So after we turn these two over to the Boulder Bar authorities, are we going to go after Bella and Wi-Fi?
I'm sure Captain Tam's ship repairs are far from done. You and Captain Tam are welcome to stay with me.
Oh, don't worry about that. I wouldn't miss taking those two down for the world.
We'll be docking at the BSS for quarantine inspection. From there, a bat will escort me, our two prisoners, and Jim here to Boulder Bar Prison. The rest of you will remain attached to the BSS until we turn over our prisoners. Once we're back, we can head back to Cali and pick up the Canberra's trail.
Ah, it'll be good to go back to Boldabar. It's been a while since I was there last.
Yeah, and you can see your old girlfriend, Lynn.
What? You mean the housing director? Who told you something silly like that?
A little birdie.
Yeah, a little birdie named Nate. We had lunch once after she helped us to expose the mercenary plants when Wi-Fi hijacked the Mercury.
Whatever you say.
It's a moot point, Gabby. As soon as we turn over our two prisoners, it's back here, then off to Cali.
What a pity.
It shouldn't be too much longer.
Leonard's probably getting everyone settled in. I'm sure they'll be ordering food soon.
Hey, you two see any signs of Louis yet?
No, I hope he's inside. I'm concerned. I don't see any vehicle matching the description of the one he's using.
It was a rental. With the mission this close to being over, he may have already turned it in.
I don't know. I'm getting a bad feeling about this. Seems to me he would have greeted the arrivals when Leonard pulled up.
I was thinking the same thing. There's a lot riding on this for him.
Well, if he already turned in his rental, it can't be too far. I doubt he'd run the risk of taking a cab or some other service.
I agree. The stakes are high on this operation. He probably doesn't want to risk not being able to get a ride back.
Well, since he's a Hongan, my guess is he'd be within walking distance of a food place. That's if he's not in there.
We might be getting a little ahead of ourselves. He very well could be in the apartment as we speak.
You're still tapped into his phone, right?
Affirmative. If he's not in there, I'm sure he would have called, or Leonard would have called, to let him know that everyone was in the apartment building.
Yeah, that's a good point. I just wish we had more assurance, though.
Well, there are only two doors to the place, and we're covering both of them.
You guys can't see the side exit, can you?
If someone were to exit and turn immediately to their left, we wouldn't see them.
So you could have left before you arrived, or slipped out unnoticed before we arrived.
It's a possibility, but I think we're worrying about nothing. He's got to let Houston know when all the ducks have landed.
I think sitting here has made us all a little jumpy. We just need to stay the course and wait for him to call.
So when is Leonard supposed to order supper?
It should be any. Whoop, wait a minute. Call coming through now. Stand by. Jocko's Pizzeria, what do you got? Yep. Uh-huh. Yep, okay. All right, you sure? Okay, hold tight. We got a problem. No anchovies. That means Louis is not there.
Where is Louis? Will this put the whole operation in jeopardy? Will it stop the Houston transfer? What will happen to the crew of the Mercury once they reach Boldabar? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, No Anchovies.